What the f- is wrong with Melania? Jill Biden invited her to have tea at the White House. This is a tradition for incoming and outgoing presidents. The current president invites the new guy, and the first lady invites the new first lady. It's not a legal thing, and neither Trump nor Melania have to show up for this. It's a horse and pony show. It's merely a sign of a peaceful transfer of power. But still, why make yourself look like an ass and refuse to go? Enter Melania Trump. Now let's get one thing straight. I didn't vote for Biden. I don't like Jill either. I think she's guilty of elder abuse against her husband out of a selfish desire for power. But still, this is tea. It's a custom. It's a tradition. In these divided times, it's a small sign if it's going to be okay. It's just a couple of hours. Couldn't Melania just do it as if nothing else but a selfish reason to be classy? There's a clip of Melania back 15 plus years ago, right before she gets married to Trump, and she's asked about if he would ever run for president, what type of first lady she'd be. And this is what Melania said.
Yes, I would be very traditional, like Jackie Kennedy. I will support him. I will do a lot of social obligations.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think this is a very Jackie move. Jackie would have showed up. Jackie would have smiled for the camera and greeted Jill. Jackie would have been friendly and gracious. Jackie would have had class and elegance, but not Melania. She loses all elegance and class with this snub your tea move. Sure, Melania doesn't want to be first lady. I get it. We saw it play out last time. And I don't think she should have to perform any sort of official act, have an office, pick a cause, any of that nonsense. Her husband is the one that got elected, not her. A lot of presidential spouses love the limelight and the power and the razzle-dazzle. They're in it as much as their husband is. The First Lady office is almost a consolation prize for all the sacrifice that a wife had to go through. But good God, T, Melania can't even muster that. I say we let Marla Maples do it. She's been nothing but supportive of Trump since he ran for president and has said nothing but nice things about him. She is the ex-wife and wouldn't be expected to say anything nice about him. Yeah, she was probably a gold digger and trapped him with a baby, but even she is behaving graciously to her ex-husband. A lot of women can't or wouldn't do that. I bet Marla would love to show up at the White House and assume the first lady role, so let's just give it to her. Now me, I'd punch 1,000 puppies right in the face just so I could be first lady for a day. Hey, don't be so shocked. Kristi Noem actually murdered a dog, bragged about it, and is now going to be our Department of Homeland Security secretary. Now, Trumpers would freak if this situation was in reverse. Just imagine if Melania invited Jill for tea. Well, Melania did snub her in 2020 as well, but let's just go with the example. What if Jill refused to come? How freaked out would Trumpers be? Oh, it would be all about how Jill hates America, how Jill has Trump derangement syndrome. Oh, how classless is Jill. But when Melania does it, where are all those criticisms? Remember when Michelle Obama said this?
For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country.
How is this not the equivalent? Melania is being a brat, and not in the cool Gen Z way. More importantly, it's a slap in the face to Americans. More specifically, her own husband's supporters. Hundreds of people are in prison for January 6th, something that those individuals did out of support for her husband. Millions of Americans have lost friends and family and probably even jobs over their support of her husband, and this broad can't even show up for a f***ing tea? It seems like MAGA has drank all the Kool-Aid, every last drop, and now they have a version of Trump derangement syndrome where they exalt Donald and Melania as kings and queens, their royalty. They are their charismatic cult leaders. Kind of like Scientology, this isn't a cult that you get to leave. Melania is acting like a sore winner. The Trumps were unfairly prosecuted and persecuted. True. There was a lot of funny business in the 2020 election. True. Since that information was never fleshed out in court or congressional hearing, we'll never know for sure if the election was stolen. But then Trump came back like a big old mega force. He obliterated Biden to the point he had to drop out. Then he took on his VP, Kamala Harris. And he won in a landslide, crumbling the blue wall states. He did it. He had a comeback like no other. The next 4 years are his. Why can't Donald and Melania just take the victory? How selfish is Melania to not show up to meet Jill Biden? Being a sore winner is not better than being a sore loser. It's actually more annoying because you have nothing to complain about. No standing. I know Melania thinks being first lady is beneath her and isn't interested, and that's her prerogative. She doesn't need to accept a job out of the pressure. We're all entitled to our own liberty. However, what she's showing right now is her character. If nothing else, go out of support for your husband. Go show them that you won. Women all over this country go to their husband's work functions, not necessarily because they want to, but because they need to. It would make their husband look bad. They're not being forced to work at that company, but their lack of presence makes their husband look bad too. It's just the way things are. For some reason, no matter what a man does, people want to see a supportive wife. Probably because they know that means the man is solid, but I digress. Just go like all the other women have had to do before you and will do after you. Just do it. And I bet all those other women wish the function was tea with the first lady in the White House, not a crappy banquet in the hotel convention hall that smells like old cheese. So get over yourself, you ungrateful snob, Melania. I know I'd like to go to tea in the White House with Jill Biden. Please, let me go. It'll beat whatever plans I have that afternoon. Shopping at Aldi's and then bitching about the country that evening can wait. But hey, maybe this is something Melania and Ushra Vance can bond over about how much they hate their new roles. Ushra gets to live in the VP mansion and Melania gets to live in the White House. They can both cry over their champagne and all the fancy parties they'll get to go to and all the free travel they get to take and all the world leaders they'll get to meet. Must be hard to be a couple of immigrants that came to this country and then get elevated to a position that only 57 other American women got to be in as first lady, or that only 37 other American women got to be second lady. Plus one first gentleman. Hey, Melania, why don't you go look at your immigration papers and remind yourself of how badly you wanted to leave Slovenia and come to America, and then be glad that you're here and show up and be grateful. Not feeling it? Then go buy a Birkin bag. Get a new diamond necklace. If that doesn't do the trick, take a look at Donald's checkbook to remind you of why you married him. And remember, Donald replaces women over and over and over. You'll just be another broad. He'll leave you too if it suits him. He's left two other women, both of whom were the mothers of his children as well. I'm starting to see why Donald Trump would cheat on Melania while she was pregnant. Allegedly. I mean, my God, Stormy Daniels might have been a porn hooker, but I bet she didn't bitch and moan as much as Melania. Thanks for listening to Broad Thinking. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode. In the meantime, if you're looking to enlighten yourself with some controversial topics, check out my interview with Celeste Solom, who talks about how the global elite are planning to kill you. Or check out my interview with Dustin Nemos, who talks about how Trump is the Antichrist and how Trump staged his assassination attempt. Those interviews are so controversial, you'll only find them on BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon.